Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They have a charitable foundation that's called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, and it supports hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more about it if you'd like to participate. Just find out some extra details. SharingChange.org. That's SharingChange.org. Well, we're talking with our friends from the Child Advocacy Center. April is a big month for the CAC and the prevention of child abuse. And we have Jessica Wachek here. Elizabeth Benton is here with us as well. And a lot to talk about. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. So, first of all, and whoever wants to jump in and kind of refresh our memory of the work of the CAC here in Rutherford County, what is it that you do?
So the Child Advocacy Center, we are there to work with our local law enforcement and our local DCS office to investigate severe physical and sexual abuse cases. And so the biggest thing that we do is provide the forensic interviews, but we also do community prevention programs, and we do a drug endangered children's program as well.
Yeah, and lots of education that you do in the community.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Jessica, maybe tell us a little bit about what you do at the CAC.
It depends on the day. I do most of, I'm over development and over the prevention training and community education. And like you said before, April is a big month for us. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month. And we kicked it off with a run in Cannon County. And if you drive around town and you see some pinwheels, that's the symbol for child abuse prevention. And if you want to put up a pinwheel garden, you can send us some pictures to the CAC Facebook page, and we would love to post those. DCS is going to be doing their pinwheel ceremony tonight. Laverne did theirs yesterday or 2 days
Tuesday.
Ago. Tuesday. So just know that when you see a pinwheel, it's that organization. They are standing up to child abuse. So, but another thing that I do also is that we do fundraising. We are a nonprofit, 501c3. We do receive 70% of our budget through federal and state grants, but the rest is up to us, fundraising and the community, just to keep our services going and free for everyone. And in April, we ended the month off with a big walk, and it's been getting bigger every year, and we're so excited about it. This year, Hometown Heroes is on April 25th. It's free to the community. We meet at Civic Plaza at 10:30-ish? 10:30-ish, yeah. And we gather there, and we give out some awards to some of our Hometown Heroes. These are people that work directly on the front line of child abuse and have dedicated their lives to the field. Once we do that award ceremony, we start walking. It's about a 25-minute walk to the Oaklands Park. So we just walk down Main Street and then on to Manny. And we have good festivities there. We'll have music. Baca will be there. We'll also have some community partners out there putting out, giving out some stuff. And we'll have the Sheriff's Department who will be handing out some food. We'll have hot dogs and hamburgers. And this is a free event to anybody who could come and share. Like I said, we want a huge crowd. You know, wearing the same shirts, saying to protect our children.
Yeah. Now, what is Baca?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm very interested.
Okay, Baca is Bikers Against Child Abuse. They are
great.
A partner of ours, and they come to almost all of our events, and they show up with their Harleys, and they greet us when we finish the walk. So
cool.
There's a fun group.
Yeah. So if you go to the Civic Plaza, and you walk, what do you do to get back?
That's a great question. Okay, so I'm so happy you asked that. So to come to the event, we ask people to go to the Oaklands Mansion first and park there at the park section, not the actual mansion, at the park. And there will be shuttles that will take you from the park to Civic Plaza.
Perfect.
Okay, so you walk back with the group. and then you'll come back to your car.
You got it right there.
You got it right there.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't plan to walk, then I guess you could park at the library or at Civic Plaza. But if you want to partake in the walk, we will have a shuttle taking you from the mansion, from the park to Civic Plaza.
Yeah, and the park is right next to the mansion. So,
yeah. It's right there.
Yeah. So, and our guests from CAC, Jessica Wojcik and Elizabeth Benton, joining us today. I noticed on your Facebook page two things. One, I see the photos that you've got up there from Laverne, you know, right in front of City Hall. So that's cool. And the pinwheels, kind of describe them. They're blue and silver, I think, right?
Yes. So they are blue and silver pinwheels. Blue is the official color for Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we like to say wear your blue against child abuse. So those pinwheels are also blue to represent that.
And that's why the shirts are blue that I
yes.
see. And it's got pinwheels on it, and they're blue and white. Yeah, so there you go. Now, kind of walk us through the shirts, because it's not a day of thing, right? You need to get those ahead of time?
Yes. So if you want a shirt, make sure you go to our website, cacrutherford.org. At the top, you'll see a thing that says events. You want to click that, and then you will see a few different events on the page. Make sure you click the Hometown Heroes Walk. And it's free to register for the walk, but the shirts do cost $25. And if you want a shirt, then you need to make sure that you purchase it before the walk so that mm-hmm. we have that for you.
And those proceeds do go back to the Child Advocacy Center and Prevention Services.
Right, right. That's very important to remember as well. So I just clicked on the registration to see what was there. And of course, you say the number of tickets, so, and again, that is free. T-shirts are $25 for adults and kids, $10, and then there are also places on there where if you would like to make a donation or sponsor, right?
Yes, we would love some sponsors. If you want to give us a call, 615-867-9000. If you want to sponsor the event and just show a presence with your business or your agency, just give us a call and we'll work with you.
And Elizabeth, I think you've already put in for sunny and 75.
Yes, that is the goal. I've put in my order.
Put in your weather request.
We called Mother Nature. She hasn't responded.
Elizabeth, I ask Jessica what it is that she does, and you are fairly specialized in what you do at the CAC. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I am one of the forensic interviewers. So my main job is talking with kids, listening to them tell about what has or has not happened to them. So I work closely with the Department of Children's Services and law enforcement to kind of, normally the forensic interview is kind of the kickoff to an investigation, to just gather information and see where the investigation needs to go from there.
Yeah. So you're the one actually talking to these children.
Correct.
I know that you probably, I don't know how you do it. keep your composure. You know, I would think that there would be anger and sadness and
she
all
so
of these
happy.
Things. Oh, I know. All the time. So, but to hear from a child some of the really bad things that happens, it's got to be tough.
It can be tough, and it can be really tough in that room because I have to be unbiased. So
right.
I can't show any of those emotions to the child or just for myself. So yeah, I do have to keep my composure. Sometimes I leave the room and things kind of sink in and I have to take a minute. But that is what's really great about the CAC is we have a wonderful work culture. So if something, you know, is really bothering us, we can talk with each other and kind of talk it through and, you know, go from there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to talk to a child in I don't know, it just seems like that would be a really tough thing. But you also don't want to show your emotions to the child because that could, you know, fear they might not decide to talk, you know, and open up, all kinds of things. So it's
right.
important for a lot of reasons.
It is. It's really important for a lot of reasons. One thing that does help me, though, is I know that maybe that child has never gotten to share that story. They've never thought anyone believed them. But whenever they leave that room from talking with me, they know that they've gotten to share their story, and they know that somebody believed them. And hopefully we're going to be able to get justice for them.
Now, we probably have all watched a television show or seen a movie where, you know, the suspect is at the jail and there's, you know, a metal table and block walls and it's dark and the detective comes in, you know, without the CAC, those are the type of areas, though, that these children would have to interview in, right?
That's right. So the CAC model was brought forth to kind of eliminate that, and also to eliminate trauma for the child. So before the CAC model, kids might disclose to a teacher and they have to tell the teacher, and then the teacher says, oh, let's go talk to the counselor. They have to talk to the counselor. Then DCS shows up. They have to talk to DCS, then law enforcement. And so they were having to relive their trauma over and over and over again. And then sometimes in places that are not child friendly, like police departments. And so the purpose of the CAC model was to have that child hopefully only have to relive that trauma one time on a recorded video and audio recording, so that that can be used in the investigation and the child doesn't have to go over their story multiple times to share it with different members of what we call the SIPIT team, which is the Child Protective Investigative Team.
Yeah. And this can be submitted into the courts too, right? And so
yes,
that would be testimony instead of having to once again relive things in front of an intimidating crowd, right?
Yes. So I am subpoenaed to court quite often for trials. And so, yeah, this DVD can be played in court so that the jury can see exactly what the child disclosed whenever they were with me.
So I'm sure defense attorneys are looking at you like a hawk to see if they can find some, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, and to help with their part of the case. So Jessica, she's got a really tough job.
She does. That's why I work so hard at mine to make sure that she's keeps doing her thing. You know, if I keep her happy, you know. I think you've been with us how many years now?
It'll be seven years in July.
Oh wow,
7 years. So one thing that's really rare in nonprofits is how we're able to retain a lot of people. And Jenny's been there for over 20 years. Amanda, the other forensic interviewer, is over 13 years. You know, I'm there 14. We've only had one director. Sharon DeBoer was with us for 25 years. So when she talks about the culture, we really focus on that because, mm-hmm. like, she hears the worst of the worst. We see the worst of the worst. So we have to make sure that we're there for each other, being that support system.
Now, how many forensic interviewers are there?
So we have two full-time forensic interviewers, then we have one part-time forensic interviewer, and then another part-time forensic interviewer who speaks Spanish. So if we have kiddos who come in who need Spanish-speaking interviews, mm-hmm. she is able to provide those. And we also have a Spanish-speaking advocate, family advocate, so they can be out there with the family while the child is back there with either if they need a Spanish-speaking interview with a Spanish-speaking interviewer, or if just mom and dad speak Spanish, then the child might be with myself or Amanda, and the Spanish-speaking
okay.
advocate is with the parents.
That makes sense. And if you've been there 7 years, you're one of the newer forensic interviewers, right?
I would be in the middle. So there's
right, the middle.
Amanda,
okay.
and then there would be me, and then our other two
gotcha.
Would be the newest ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just the when they become FIs, they are extensively trained. So it's like 80 hours of immediate training before they even speak to a child. And then they do quarterly trainings, and then they do quarterly peer reviews, and mm-hmm. and they have to be on top of their game, basically, because laws change.
Oh, sure.
Laws change, bills pass, and they have to be on top of it because, like she said, she gets subpoenaed all the time.
Right.
They get subpoenaed all the time.
And those laws could change what you can ask and can't
exactly.
and things like that, so you have to always be up on that. So, well, great work at the Child Advocacy Center as well, and want to remind folks of the Hometown Heroes. I almost called it the old name that Governor Bredesen's
Andrea Walks.
Yeah, Andrea Walks. I don't know why. That's how long we've been going at it. But the information is at cacrutherford.org, where you can sign up and register for the free walk. And if you want to add T-shirts and all that good stuff with it, well, that's just all part of the big fun, right?
Yes, it is. And, or they could call us at our phone.
Yeah. And let's see. It's facebook.com/CAC Rutherford. So very easy to find there. And you can keep up with some of the goings on. And you can also sign up for the walk right there. Well, thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you so much. And joining us today from the Child Advocacy Center, Jessica Walchick and also Elizabeth Benton. If you missed part of the program, you can check the podcast. It will be up here momentarily at WGNSradio.com. You can listen, watch, and download if you want. Share. Let's share the news about the CAC and the Hometown Heroes Walk coming up at the end of the month. Well, that's it. Have a great day. We'll see you back here next time on Rutherford Issues.